property owner outside of Kempsey reported some illness in some of his stock. The district veterinarian investigated, collected some samples. There'd been some deaths and there were some sick animals, and they had, he was suspicious of tick fever based on the red water, which is, you know, blood in the urine and some other signs, and he, you know, undertook an autopsy and collected samples, and also identified cattle ticks. So on that basis, we haven't had the laboratory confirm it yet, but on the basis of the presence of cattle tick and those sort of signs, we're pretty confident we've got tick fever.
And so when was the last time there was a case of cattle tick fever this far south?
Oh, look, it'd be a long time ago since we've had tick fever in further south. I mean, we've had it, you know, near Grafton. We've had it in the New England. We had it at near Glen Innes, or, you know, deep water. And we've, years and years ago, there was at Yeovil down in Orange for some calves that came from Queensland. But it'd be a long time ago since tick fever was reported in the Maclay Valley.
And so what do you think it is this far south now?
Well, we've obviously got a cattle tick infestation, and what appears to be happening is we've had a cattle tick infestation that's built up to quite high levels. And when you get Queensland origin cattle, and there appears to be some of those in this herd that carry tick fever organisms in their blood, even though they're not sick, if they're exposed to high levels of cattle tick, it's possible then to get tick fever. If there's plenty of cattle tick there, you do need high levels, though, because only a small proportion of the cattle tick will spread the tick fever, will carry it.
So how many ticks were on the cattle?
Well, they'd been sprayed, so it was hard to sort of say. When they were inspected, there was only a few ticks left, but they'd been recently treated. So we believe before treatment they were probably quite high infestations.
Producers are required by law to report cattle ticks. Had that been done before the producer had treated them?
No, I guess they didn't think they were cattle tick. They probably, on the mid-north coast you have large populations, I guess, and bush tick and paralysis tick have been traditionally problems, particularly bush tick, when a disease called tularemia has been a real problem originally in the mid-north coast and spread south. So most producers would think, they're probably bush ticks. And I guess one of our messages is, we just want to be look carefully, and if they see ticks, make sure that they can identify what sort they are.
So you said that the cattle were of Queensland origin. Does that refer to the breed, or that's where they were sourced from?
Yeah, no, there were some cattle in the herd that had come from Queensland. They'd been introduced from Queensland. They'd had their treatment, their correct clearances to enter New South Wales from the tick area of Queensland. But those cattle, you know, if cattle from Queensland get exposed to high populations of cattle tick, then you can get, in those instances, tick fever.
Are you saying there has been some movement of this cattle herd? So where's it, you know, moved to and from?
Yeah, look, there's been, there was some head, four heads sold a couple of weeks ago in Kempsey sale yards, and some of those stayed local and some of them went out of the district, and they've all been traced. They're being inspected, and there's no issues to date.
Do you know where they went?
We know some went to Tamworth. There was only four heads, so there were only single animal consignments.
Okay, so no ticks on them, no concern there?
Not at this stage. The Tamworth cattle haven't been inspected yet, but the local ones have. It's a developing story. I guess we do have concerns. One of the adjoining holdings, so an adjoining holding is a holding next door to the place that has ticks. Those cattle have been reported to stray fairly widely by neighbours, and we've got concerns that they're tick infested cattle, and so we're concerned that there'll be additional cattle tick infestations as a result if that information is true.
And so have you quarantined the adjoining property?
Yes, they're all under quarantine.
And how many head on that property?
The adjoining holdings, the cattle herd that's straying, we don't know an exact number. It appears to be over 50, so it's a significant herd, but haven't got all those details. Those investigations are continuing at the moment. At this stage, we're quarantined all the adjoining holdings, and they'll be inspected. But the herd of cattle that has been reported astray, that property is still to be sorted out. They haven't been inspected yet.
And do you know what sort of strain of tick fever it was?
We don't yet. Those samples have been taken and sent to the lab, but we haven't got that yet.